This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, spring is right around the corner. The number to call is 855-660-4261. And, you know, if you're going to be putting in a new flower bed or extending the vegetable garden, you're going to be planting some roses, doing some landscaping and need some ideas of shrubbery that would look good or a flowering tree that you are thinking about putting in and you want to know about some maintenance or care of the plant, give us a call. Putting in a new lawn, let's talk. So just call 855-660-4261. Now, what you can be doing now is getting prepared for it. And one of the things that I do either in the fall or in the spring, last fall I didn't have the chance, so I'll be doing it when I start to get really motivated, which is coming, is I'll change the oil in the rototiller. I'll change the oil in the lawnmower and take the blade off and get it sharpened. Start your mower. See how it runs. You know, you haven't used it for a whole year. And get it started. That way, if you're having trouble, you can take it down and have it serviced right now. And while it's there, have them sharpen the blades. And always get a spare. Because you may say, well, I'm only cutting grass. That's not going to dull the blade. Well, you have pine cones that fall, acorns that fall, branches that fall, rocks that seem to grow. They come out of the ground with the frost, and all of a sudden you hit a rock and your blade gets bent or really banged up pretty good. And what you should be doing for the lawn is a nice, smooth cut. Just like you took scissors and you cut it. And when that happens, where you made the cut, it scabs over evenly. If your blade is dull, it rips it, and you get this frayed appearance to it, and it can't scab over. And if we get a wet spring, then the diseases are more active. And that's when you can have some problems. So a sharp blade can eliminate a lot of diseases in your yard. Okay, Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right, up first this hour we have Ken from New Hampshire, and he has a question about tomatoes.
Okay, Ken, how can we help you with the tomatoes, my favorite vegetable?
Yes, well, what we do is we usually try to find all types of different brands in cherry tomatoes, grape tomatoes, plum tomatoes. And what I do is we dig a hole, put in some tomato fertilizer in the bottom of the hole. I put some soil on top, plant the tomato, and these tomatoes, it doesn't matter what type, they grow to like 8 or 9 feet tall, and I get very little fruit off of them.
Okay. So they just get huge, but nothing but foliage.
Right. And I'll get maybe 6 to a dozen fruit tomatoes off of each one over the course of the year. And as the tomatoes come, the leaves below it all rot. So as I'm starting to pick tomatoes off higher up, the leaves underneath are rotting and falling off.
Okay. Okay. What are you using for a fertilizer?
Just a tomato fertilizer I get at the local, like, Blue Seal.
Okay. What I'd like you to do this year is I want you to look on the package for mycorrhizae and beneficial microbes. And next Sunday from 7 to 9, we're going to have Jeff Lowenfeld, and you can talk with him. He is the expert, and he wrote 3 books on beneficial microbes, and he was just inducted into the Garden Writers Hall of Fame for his 3 books, and he will explain what the microbes will do. And it produces a bigger than normal root system. It will give you additional flowers. It will produce more fruit. I think probably the fertilizer that you're getting has a lot of nitrogen. And when you look at the numbers on the package, the first number is nitrogen. And if that number is above 20, it's too high. And it's going to encourage the plant to make leaves rather than fruit.
Okay,
so you've got to have something that's balanced, where the numbers are almost even, but you want to try and get something that's organic, that's going to feed slowly, rather than like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 that pushes that plant to grow quickly. Now, the other thing, do you change the location of your tomatoes every year, or do you plant them at the same place?
I actually plant them in the same place.
Okay. What's happened to you? In the last 4 years, there is a disease called downy mildew. And downy mildew came in to this country, and it started in Florida, and it went from Florida to Maine, Maine to California and Oregon, and it loves number one flower, impatiens, number one vegetable, tomatoes. And that 4 years ago when it hit, it wiped out every tomato plant from Florida to Maine and across the country, starts to kill the plant from the bottom, working its way up.
Oh.
And if you can change the location, so what I do in my garden, the first year, it's on the south side. The next year, it's in the middle. And the following, the third year, it's on the north side. And then I repeat the process, because if you have a fungus disease and the leaves get all brown and brittle and they fall to the ground, the spores stay in the soil. And the following spring, those spores wake up and they're like a little helium balloon. They float up and they'll attach themselves to the lower leaves of your tomato, and the process is repeated. By moving your tomatoes to a different section of your garden, those disease spores become airborne and your tomatoes aren't there, and you have a lot better luck to control that problem.
Okay. Nothing I can put in the soil to kill that.
You can spray them to control that disease. But the main thing is, if you can relocate the tomatoes to a different side. You're going to see a big difference. And that way the spores that are there have no host. And they won't become a problem.
Okay. Well, very good. I will try that, and I'll listen next weekend, too.
Yeah. Jeff has put 20 years of research. He's written 3 books, and you're getting big companies that manufacture fertilizer that are now putting in what he has been recommending, and they come to him to tell them what to put in the bag so that you have a better crop of vegetables, of flowers, of roses, potting soil. They're now putting it in potting soil so that when you repot your plants, they'll do better.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, no, I'll definitely try that. I'll move them first, and then we'll go from there.
Terrific. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye. If we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got to try and get organized early this year. And if you had a problem in the past, just like Ken did on his tomatoes, you need to know what to do before the season hits. So when we come back after the break, I'll tell you about the product that you can put on your tomatoes that will eliminate this downy mildew. And if you're like impatient, the same product will work. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Paul's Parent Garden Club. We were talking about the disease that affected our impatience, which at one point was the number one selling annual in the world, and it's now back to like 20th because of this downy mildew. And it also, this downy mildew hit your tomato plants. Now, the product that you want to use was developed for the vineyards in France to control diseases on grapes, because grapes are what you need to make wine. And they wanted something that was not going to be toxic to the bees, was not going to be toxic to the grape and the people drinking the wine. And they came with a product called Agrifos, A-G-R-I-F-O-S. And it's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden. They're a company based in California, Monterey, California. And this Agrifos, and if you've had problems, what you do is at the time that you plant your tomatoes, you take the product, you mix it in like a bucket or a container, mix up a gallon, and you take your seedling and you dump, put on a pair of rubber gloves, grab the root ball, submerge it into the Agrifos, and then plant your tomatoes. And then about a month later, spray the foliage and the ground, and it will eliminate, it will prevent and eliminate downy mildew. Okay? So it's called Agrifos by Monterey Lawn and Garden. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have George from New Bedford, Massachusetts, and he has a question about seeds.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Paul, my question is, I would like to start some plants, vegetable plants, from seeds.
Yep.
And last week I planted some lettuce in some soil, And I'm finding that the plants, the little seedlings, are getting very leggy, and I have them in the sun. And how do I prevent that?
Okay, they're getting sun all day?
Pretty much all day, yes.
Okay. What you need to do is kind of cool it down a little bit. So why don't you relocate them in an area that the room is cool. If you have it in full sun and your house is at 70, then the sun coming through the glass, especially if the seed tray is right up against the glass or within a foot or so, the air temperature right near the window on a sunny day could be 80 degrees plus. And lettuce likes to be grown on the cool side. They do much better. And if you could put it someplace where it's going to get, you know, sun till about noon and the rest of the day, just good light, that will keep them lower and they won't stretch for the all of that heat and sunlight. But temperature is the secret with lettuce. You got to cool it down.
Okay. Can you make any suggestions as to which vegetables I should be starting from seed at this time, or is it too early?
No, there's a lot of things that you can start now. Onions can be started by seed. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, collards, kale, if you want to put them in as individual plants, or you can direct seed the collards and kale. Let's see what else. Eggplant can be started now because they take a really long time. And everything else, you got to wait a little bit longer. We're going to have the newsletter up and running, we hope, this week. My wife and I have had a long winter. She broke her back and hasn't been able to really sit for longer than 10, 15 minutes with her break, and she's the one who puts it together. And I had a problem getting some wrong meds in me and ended up in the hospital 4 times till they figured out what it was. But that's why the newsletter hasn't been going. But everything is taken care of now. And we'll, the first issue, we hope this week, we'll have a list of seeds and when to plant.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. With all the snow that we've had, the poor birds, I mean, I can't even get to my feeders in the backyard, but I'm putting on snowshoes because we got 50 inches of snow in the last week and a half here. I thought we'd bring in Cianne from Wild Delight and give you some ideas on what you can do to really help the birds when you've got this much snow, because they are beginning to move north with the changes in the weather. So, Cianne, we need some help, and the birds do. What can we do to feed them so that they stay around and they can survive this crazy weather pattern we're in?
Good morning. How is everyone today?
We're good, Cianne.
I tell you, it's been a roller coaster these past couple of weeks. One minute we're getting snow like crazy and ice, and now yesterday at my house it was 57 degrees.
Yep, we were 40 degrees here in southern Maine, and today is going to be a little bit warmer. And the snow's going to melt, but the birds are becoming more active. I'm beginning to see more birds coming to my feeder. And I got an email from a friend of mine, Judy, from New Hampshire. And the cardinals have started to come to southern New Hampshire. And she has a tube feeder that has a wire cage around it, Cianne.
Right,
and
that's where to help to keep the squirrels off the feeders, but unfortunately, those wire cages, the holes are really too small for a cardinal to get through. So she really needs to look at putting out some sort of hopper feeder or a platform feeder, something for, you know, that a bigger bird like a cardinal can actually land on and feed comfortably.
Well, what she did is, she made the holes near the ports larger. She cut the wire. And because she's right on a pond, the wind and the snow would plug up her feeder. So she took a clear trash bag, put it over the feeder, like a little greenhouse, and cut one side partially open, and the cardinal can go into it and feed, which I thought was pretty creative.
That is nifty. God, I love the creativity some people have. It's just wonderful.
I'm going to have to email it to you so you can see the picture that Judy did, so that she can feed her birds and the feeders don't get all wet with the snow and the wind. And it works really, really well. She's having a ball.
Oh, that's outstanding, because that is a problem when we have wet weather, is it does get into the seed ports. And that's why I always encourage people to check their feeders after a storm to see if the seed has gotten wet, because it can actually, you know, if you leave it, it stays wet, it can clump up and clog your feeders, and it can cause a real problem. So you should always check your feeders after a storm. You don't have to throw, if the seed got wet, you don't have to throw it out. What I usually do is I open up a newspaper, dump the seed out on the newspaper, spread it out, let it air dry, and then while the feeder is down, you know, you can brush it and, you know, do a little maintenance on it. And then after an hour of sitting in the sun, the seed is generally pretty dry, and I just fold up the newspaper and funnel it back into the feeder.
That's
but
a great way.
But if it's been wet for, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, you know, then it's kind of, it's time to throw it out.
Okay. Now, is there a type of bird seed that the birds would get more benefits right now because of the of more birds arriving, the colder weather, the snowy weather that we've been getting? I don't know about you, CN, but here in southern Maine, where I live, we've had 51 inches of snow in a 9-day period. So it's
incredible.
Pretty deep out there.
We've had about a foot of snow with maybe a quarter inch or so of ice and sleet and stuff on top of that. But, you know, things are changing. Birds are moving. I had the red-winged blackbird show up about a week and a half ago. They're a bit early, so I don't know about Punxsutawney Phil the groundhog saying 6 more weeks of winter, because the birds are moving. My song sparrow has started to actually sing, because generally, you know, they only sing during, you know, breeding season when they're setting up territory and trying to attract the mate. And I heard him starting to practice his song. So the seasons are changing. So birds are moving. We're getting more birds. So you want to look for a mix that has got that good sunflower in it, some good nut meats and fruit for energy. Avoid mixes with cracked corn, red Milo, which almost nothing eats. And I'm not really a fan of white millet. Sparrows generally really like the millet, but all that stuff generally gets kicked onto the ground. Birds want that sunflower and nuts and fruit and stuff.
Now, if people look on the back of the bag, it will list what's in it, right?
Yes. Read the ingredient panel. Know what you're buying. Just because it's a seed doesn't mean a bird's going to eat it. So you want the preferred ingredient, you know, preferred seeds that the birds are actually going to eat and not toss on the ground and make a big mess.
Out of all the blends of bird food that you make, CN, what is your favorite one when you feed your birds?
Ooh, that's a tough one, because, I got quite a... I'm going to say probably the most popular one, and it's a little bit of everything, is our nut and berry. So you got some sunflower, a little bit of nuts, some cranberries, some raisins. So it's just a little bit of everything. So that's probably the best one. But I've got a feeder now that the squirrels can get on, that I actually now is putting our sizzle and heat mix in it. And that's a capsaicin-infused seed that the squirrels don't like, but the birds will eat it right up.
Because I get that question, you know, after you've come on with me, people will email me and say, I've got squirrels and I listen to CN, and I just can't get rid of them. They just devour and they chase all the birds away. But tell us about
this.
It's
incredible. It's the number one question I get asked is, how do you get rid of the squirrels? You don't get rid of them. The best thing to do you can do is manage them. And there's several different things you can do in this battle against the squirrels. There's some squirrel-resistant feeders. I know Droll Yankee makes some nice ones. Brome makes the Squirrel Buster. They're very effective. Using squirrel baffles on your feeders, whether you got a pole-mounted or a hanging feeder, there's different baffles. They can be very effective. But now we've added something else to the arsenal to fight against the squirrels, and that's the sizzle and heat. Birds don't feel that burning sensation because what activates the burning in that capsaicin is the saliva. And birds don't have saliva.
They don't?
No. So, I mean, and your average songbird only has approximately 50 taste buds, so they have a really diminished sense of taste. They have no saliva, so they don't get that burning sensation that we, the mammals, like squirrels, will get.
Hmm. So once they get that capsaicin on their lips...
Oh, yeah, they don't like that. I mean, I couldn't wait. When we first came out with it, I couldn't wait to test it to see what it does. I was very pleased. And entertained.
Exactly. And a lot of people have problems with squirrels. So sizzle and heat. Now, if people go to your website, can they get more information about that?
Absolutely. That's www.wildalight.com.
And they can find out about this new sizzle and heat if they're having
a
problem.
Right, and actually, there's a store locator in there where they can put their zip code in and find stores in their areas that carry the product line.
Fantastic. Because I know at my house, we have a squirrel problem, and I use the baffles and everything else, and it has helped. But I'm going to have to get some of that sizzle and heat and put it in there just to kind of train them.
I'm a big advocate on baffles and stuff, but there's always that one squirrel that figures it out.
Mm-hmm. I was
It makes it entertaining and challenging.
It really is amazing. But if you can train them early and they know that, if I go there, I'm going to get burnt lips and going to have all that burning sensation. Then they'll stop.
Yes.
Then they'll stop going, and you can go back to the regular mixture of bird food that you were using, as you said, with the tree nuts and with the berries and just the things that you do that is so unique that no other bird food company does. Is adding all of the electrolytes, the minerals, the vitamins. Nobody else does that. So you're a really big leader in the industry of feeding the birds, because not only do you feed them, you protect them during this harsh weather.
Absolutely. You know, we're hobbyists. We love this hobby, and we care about the health of the birds. And there's a lot of environmental stresses that the birds go through, but we just want to help them out so that we can enjoy them and they can live a healthy life.
Exactly. So if by putting in all of these ingredients that nobody else does, it will keep your birds healthier, you'll have more movement, you'll have more singing, you'll have more of them that will stay near your home. And that way,
more babies in the springtime.
More babies in the spring and fewer mosquitoes, because they'll be flying around eating the mosquitoes and the insects that are in your yard and in your gardens.
Yes.
So, you know, it does pay off in the long run to feed the birds. You get enjoyment now, and you have a better environment for you to work in during the spring and summer months.
Absolutely. There's nothing that brings me more joy than getting up and making my morning cup of tea and going out and sitting on my deck and watching the birds. They're entertaining, they're relaxing, and it's just a thrill, especially when you get a new bird in your yard. Oh, I can't wait till the migratory birds really start coming back. It's exciting.
When will they start moving?
Well, like I said, the red-winged blackbirds have shown up, and normally I don't see them until, in the beginning of March, so they are a little bit early. So that makes me really wonder whether or not we're going to actually have six more weeks of winter. But usually in March is when I start seeing them come back, and then, of course, when you reach April, in my area, I know you guys are probably a few weeks behind me. April, I'll start seeing, even more birds coming back, and then it's full swing from April on.
Wow. So it's time to get ready now as they prepare to move. Now, how about birdhouses that people had, new families last year? What should you do with the birdhouse now in preparation for the arrival of the birds?
Absolutely. That's why I'm so excited. Today is going to be almost 60 degrees. I can really get outside and get to my birdhouses. You should open them up. Hopefully, when you buy a birdhouse, you should be able to open them, clean them out. I usually spray them down with some white vinegar to kill any mites in there, and then put them back up and get them all ready for the birds to check them out.
It's as simple as that. Clean them out, get the old straw and grass and everything else, and a little bit of white vinegar. Okay, CM, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with C-Ann from Wild Delight and trying to get you motivated because the birds are beginning to migrate. C-Ann says she's beginning to see some new birds that are beginning to give her some idea that, hey, maybe that woodchuck from Pennsylvania was wrong and spring is going to be early. Wouldn't that be nice? C-Ann, if people go to the website, where should they go to first to get information about birding?
Oh, we do have a drop-down box that lists different common birds of the area. You can click on those to learn about, you know, your cardinals, your goldfinches, your woodpeckers, and stuff like that. And then you can go directly into our product line where we give you a list of each ingredient and all the vitamins and minerals that we use. So you can choose the best one for your feeders.
Okay. And also there's, you said that you can see all the different birds and what they look like and what they like, what they like to feed on.
Right, you know, and the area that they live in. Yeah.
Are there
some basic information there?
Okay. And are there any organizations that people can join or websites that they can get more information about birding?
Well, you know, there's some really great birding groups, Audubon societies. You would probably just have to Google, you know, birding clubs in your specific area that, you know, you can join. I know down in New Jersey, my mother was a member of the Fike Society, which was a local birding group. So there are quite a few birding groups out there. It's a huge hobby. It's the number two hobby in the United States is bird watching.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Now,
and
this
just
time,
so you know, the number one hobby is gardening. And gardening and birding go hand in hand.
They
you know,
really
if you
do.
You have some great shrubbery in your yard that produce fruit. I mean, I've got several in my yard, and I enjoy watching the birds, you know, land in the shrubbery and eat the berries and stuff like that. So, you know, the more you can make your yard bird-friendly, the more birds you're going to see.
Exactly. So, you know, now is the time to start thinking about it, doing a little bit of research on shrubs and trees that produce berries and fruit, and that would keep them healthy during the winter when food can be scarce, especially a year like this where we have so much snow in New England and upstate New York, parts of Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's, yeah.
There's just
we had our snow this year. Last year we had almost no snow. This year, yeah, we got it. We got our snowstorms. So, yes, it's making it very hard for birds to find any natural foraging food. So it's really essential to have a feeder up to help them out and give them the boost that they need to survive this harsh winter.
Exactly. How about suet, Cian? Is that something that would really help the birds?
Oh, absolutely. Suet is fat, and I've always said birds want a high-fat diet, so suet is an absolute must. I have one of those suet logs. You know, it looks like a natural log that's had holes drilled in it, and I pack it full of suet and hang it out, and the woodpeckers love it. So I get the downy, I get the hairy, and I get the red belly in my yard on a regular basis, and they just go absolutely crazy over suet.
And how about, like, the suet cages, the metal cages that you can put a
absolutely.
Block of suet
those
in?
Those are great. It's great for them because they are, you know, since they're tree-clinging birds, they can just land right on it. And I've had them up before, and they just swing back and forth on it. And it's really great. They love it.
So, I mean, now is the time. The birds are beginning to move. If you want them to be part of your backyard, like CM was saying, she gets up in the morning, makes a cup of tea, sits on her deck when the weather is good, and she can watch the birds flying to the feeder, enjoy the music that they'll make singing in the backyard, the beautiful colors of their feathers, and the
absolutely.
Insect control.
I mean, it's all part of the hobby. I mean, I've had people say that, oh, well, you know, the snow is gone. I got to take my feeders down so the birds can forage. But that kind of defeats the enjoyment that we get from watching the birds. The migratory birds are coming back. You want to give them a reason to actually stop in your yard, and you do that by putting a bird feeder up.
So go to wilddelight.com. There's all kinds of information and also where you can purchase the bird seed. You'll love it. Thank you, Cian.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.